Bear Podcast 335.
It's Friday night, and I just got home. My partner's gone, so I'm all alone. To Bear 411, the men are large and covered in hair, and instead of fat, we call ourselves bears, and it makes us feel all manly and stuff, and instead of high, we just say woof. Bear411.com is so good for my self-esteem. No skinny bitches to tell me to put down the tell me my sweatpants are uncool. I'm on a website where armpits and love handles always rule. I use a fake name when I chat, but my dick pic's real, and that's where it's at. There's no need to know about my real life when we're hooking up and he's got a wife. When we're online, our relationships all become meaningless. One day I say I'm a hooker, the next I'm monogamous. When someone asks me to sleep with him and I am just not sure, I reply with an emoticon and then I just say,
hey everyone, welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
It's episode 335, and thank you for joining us. And at the top of the show, we play the music by Homer Mars, and it's a song for Bear 411.
I think what's it's a Bear 411 song.
The song that was that I sent you.
Oh, what's Bear 411? I don't know.
It was Bear 411. I don't know. Bear 411 is that site? That site that
is it like Scruff?
It's really like Scruff. Yeah. Yes. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast, and this is a show we talk about bears and stuff, and we feature anything bear or chaser or whatever. I actually talk about anything now.
Pretty much
anything. Yeah. So how are you, Ray? How are you feeling?
I'm doing okay. Feeling a little bit better than I was last time. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And actually, today I went to the gym, and it's funny because.
How was the steam room?
The steam room. Well, the steam room is uneventful, but it was okay. I had this some kind of congestion in my chest, and I just had to get some steam. I read that
you had some congestion splooched on your chest. Is that what you're saying?
Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you know what's funny? As soon as I got there, a bear surprised me—a big bubba bear. And he was shirtless, and you know, just shirtless. He was wearing shorts, but he just came from the gym and he started talking to me. Oh my god! So he was a friendly bear.
He's almost. And you've been over and you took it like a professional.
Not in a steam room, no way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's fun. I mean,
did you get his number?
No, I did not. No, why would I get his number? We were in a sauna. We're not sauna, but we're in a steam room. Mm-hmm. Kind of awkward. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. It kind of helped my breathing. I probably go back there tomorrow.
I bet it did. It's knocked it right out of there, didn't it?
I got a lot of messages about that. What is it?
Gary just need something big, long, and thick to ram down your throat to clean up the congestion, right, Maynard?
That's right. That's right. That helps me a lot. Mm-hmm. But anyway, okay. So anyway, okay. Let's go back to that music at the top of the show. It's a song about Bear 411, and it's actually by Homer Mars, and he's a comedian who's living in Chicago. And let me read his email. He says here. My name's Homer, and I'm a comedian living in Chicago. I came across your show on the podcast links of A Bear's Life magazine. Yes. Thank you, A Bear's Life magazine. Says he said here, I just opened a new sketch comedy review here in Cheat Town. And have recorded
Chicago.
And have recorded two of the original songs from it. And one about bear411.com and one about Facebook. So I would love it if you could consider playing it on your show, and I think the Bear 411 song might be especially enjoyable to your listeners. I sure hope so. And so that's it. So please let me know what you think. So I play the show in the top of the show. So thank you, Homer, for the music. Just a little bit more about our friend Homer here. It's actually a duet. There are two of them. Mark Hanner and Homer Mars. They're in Chicago, and they fell in like, not in love, but they fell in like on the gay chat site, Bear 411. It was humor at first woof, as they said. Mark, a 7-year veteran of Schadenfreude, and Homer, a 6-year veteran of the Second City, Las Vegas, and National Touring Company, decided to eke out a comedy review, so to see what happens when two musically inclined red-bearded homos try to entertain each other in front of an audience. So the result is one they think you like in Facebook thumbs up way. So yeah, check them out in the Annoyance Theater. Annoyance Theater? That's the name of the theater. They're in Chicago. 4830 North Broadway, Chicago. So their shows are at September 9th to October 14th. So Thursdays at 8 p.m. So check it out. Call 773-561-HUNK if you want to see their sketch comedy. Okay, so let's move on. Last weekend, what did we do last weekend? We went to SRO, right?
SRO. That was a little birthday party for that guy that you've been married to for how many years?
For 8 years. Mm-hmm. So happy birthday, Mike. I love you, Mike, if you're listening. Yeah, we had a party for Mike.
Yeah, well, Mike doesn't listen to the podcast.
Yes, he
unless
does.
It's the Chaser Show.
Yes, unless it's the Chaser Show. So this is the Chaser. No, it's the Chaser Show. So sorry about that. I swallowed the wrong way.
You're verklempt, I know.
I need to go to the steam room again. Oh my god.
I'm sure it's hopping now. After 8 o'clock, I'm sure mm-hmm. you can get some serious action there now.
No, I think there's serious action around 6 o'clock when people get off work and go there to get off at all. So. Yeah, last Saturday we had a party for Mike, and he was not expecting us to be there, all of you guys. He was surprised, but
he was surprised, but I don't think he cared because the football game was on, and that's all he was concerned about. So
that's right, and of course the Buckeyes won, so he's really happy. And shout out to our friends there.
And New Orleans won last week.
Oh yeah, that's right. Last Thursday,
Saints won.
So shout out to our friends there at the party, Mark, Eric, Wayne Kent, Gary, of course, John and Palima, and who else? You and Rafa. Yeah, you were there. So it was fun. It was good. We got to eat. We didn't eat that much because we ended up eating nachos and stuff. We didn't eat any of the burgers there.
Yeah.
Which I don't
know.
Well,
it took them so long to get it. They had to kill the cow, grind the meat, and do all that stuff before they could have got to your burger anyhow, and the game would have been over.
Yep. Forget it. So we only had nachos and fries, and that's enough for us. Yeah, so yeah, happy birthday, Mike. I hope to see you. I think I'll see him again this coming weekend, so that'll be good. All right. Here's a topic that I've been, not ass, but something I've been wondering about. It's about etiquette.
What about ass?
No, not ass, but dating. It's about dating. Etiquette and dating. Okay, you've been to dates a lot, Ray. Okay, let me ask you.
Yes.
Do you always do Dutch on the first date?
It depends on the situation.
Okay. But if you're the one who asked for the date, is there such a thing as... I think because if it's straight couples, if the guy asks a girl out, of course he pays.
Well, it depends on where you're going. I mean, usually my dates start off we just go somewhere and hang out so we can talk and get to know each other. So, and sometimes it involves food. Sometimes it just involves going somewhere and just hanging out. So.
Oh, okay. So what did you say again earlier about the first date?
What about the first date? Oh, don't swallow on the first date.
Don't swallow on the first date.
That's right, because you ain't had them tested yet. So.
Okay. So you have
what they got.
You ask them. So what do? You ask them to have themselves tested on the second date, on the third date.
Well, if it looks like it's gonna be a regular thing, yeah.
But I thought you do sex money on the third date. Is there such a thing?
Could I get your medical records, please?
I don't think people would agree to that. Oh. But does it happen with gay people too? Third date, you have sex or something?
Nah.
No, it happens in the first date.
No, gay just usually happens on the first date. I've known some dates that hadn't even made it out of the door. They're just like, "Oh, come in, bam." All right, gotta go. Talk to you later. Never hear from them again. So
yeah, those are called one night stands.
But I don't know. Usually, if I go on a first date, I say, "Hey, let's go let's go somewhere cheap, and just grab something to eat, and talk or something like that, or just go find, let's just go have ice cream or coffee or something like that first, just to get to know it. If it's not something that I've met online or something like that, and they just want to meet up and talk and stuff like that, so
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
that's right.
Play it safe, because there are a bunch of nut cases out there.
To tell you frankly, I really haven't really dated. Because I've been one relationship at a time. Is that what you call what do you call that? Serial monogamist? Is that what you call it? Something. You go from one relationship to another. You don't have anything in between.
That's called codependency.
Codependency? Really? Okay. I guess that's how I am.
You're codependent. You got to have somebody in your life at all times.
Mm-hmm.
So, which a lot of my relationships have been very codependent. So I completely understand. Mm-hmm. So, which is why I took a long time off from the last relationship to before I started a serious one now. So.
Ah, okay. Well, that's good. That's good. All right.
Not rushing into anything ever again.
Nope. No, you don't. Okay. We have a very big topic, and it's something that special that we did yesterday. Here we go. Let's sing along, Ray.
When you came in the airway,
went out.
Sing a little.
And every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you.
All right, so that's the theme for True Blood. Why did we play True Blood, Ray?
Well, there was the season finale last night that mm-hmm. wasn't that spectacular.
You didn't like it too much, no?
Well, that's before we get started in this.
Okay.
If you have not seen the season finale of True Blood, then you need to stop the podcast here.
And fast forward about 5 minutes.
Fast forward, yeah.
Or you can
now, if you don't really care, or you just don't give a rat's ass because you don't care about opinion, which most people don't. But, yeah, it just... It didn't leave me hanging.
Oh, it didn't?
It's just like, okay, let's wrap this little storyline up, and okay, maybe we'll figure out something for the next season.
Yeah, they just wrapped it up.
But it wasn't like from season 2 to 3 where there's a little bit of a cliffhanger there, because there's really no cliffhanger on this one. Other than the fact, did Tara really leave?
Mm-hmm. She just left. She had a haircut. Did
Sam really kill somebody?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the truth behind Bill and all this bullshit
about the queen? What's happening with them in the end?
Yeah, that's it. Did Bill will Bill kill the queen?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And where did Suki go?
Yeah, and where did Suki go? So
yeah. So
and is Lafayette a witch?
Is Lafayette a witch or wait?
I think Lafayette's going to turn out to be a witch.
Okay. A brujo, yeah, a brujo.
Because that's what they're. Because his mother keeps talking about, his crazy mama keeps talking about him having his power and everything. And then they saw in the dream vision they had a couple weeks ago they saw his great-great-grandmother who, and her assistant who did that stuff to keep the white man from getting in bed with them. Mm-hmm. So did the magic on that. So I think it's just, it's there and it's coming out now. So, but now the question is Jesus a good witch or bad witch?
Only you would know, Ray, because you read the books.
This is not in the books at
all.
This is all new territory. In the books, Lafayette died in the first book.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was one of the kind of things about working my lots. Anybody that worked in the kitchen didn't last more than the book. They all got killed. They kept getting killed.
Oh, that's the point. If you're a cook in the kitchen,
yeah,
you always die.
It's kind of like they wore the red shirt.
Uh-huh. Here, if you're in the kitchen,
here,
you die.
Here, Ensign, here's your red security shirt.
Mm-hmm. So... isn't it ironic that the Lafayette's boyfriend is a witch and his name is Jesus? I don't know. Maybe
I don't know, but I was waiting for at one point there for Lafayette to holler out, "I see Jesus! I see Jesus!"
Yeah, what was his name? Jesus. Okay, so yeah, that's True Blood. And when is it going to be on again?
Next summer.
Next summer? Oh my god, I can't wait that long.
But Alcy's back, so that's one of the good things that I like, that he's going to be back. So hopefully.
They brought him back. I think it's by on demand.
Yeah, well, they got to do that. Well, if they follow the book somewhat, they got to do the whole thing with Debbie Pelt, which is his ex, and Sookie. That was big drama there. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think what else is coming up. I don't think Bill's going to kill the queen. I think they're going to have a stalemate. That's going to be a big drama over it, because there's the whole thing with the sun and the vampires get into it at a vampire conclave type thing that Sookie has to go to.
Oh, really? So Sookie's still on Earth or something?
Or so I don't know. If they're following some of the storyline of the books, that's some major points in the book series. So we'll see.
You know what? I'm really intrigued by this. By the Sookie Stackhouse series. I think I needed to read it from the beginning. You still have the books, right?
I still got the books. You can borrow them.
Okay. It's hard to read unless it's in my iPhone. The last book I read in my iPhone is The Lost Symbol.
You can go get it on your iPhone.
It's The Lost Symbol. Yeah, I have to download it. I have to. Yeah, that's the point with Kindle books or with iPhone books or iBooks, whatever. Because you really can't resell them, can you? So, or lend them to someone, unless you lend the phone to someone. Not like books. Once you're done, you can lend it to someone, right?
Yep.
With digital media, you just can't do that. Yep. Anyway, so yeah, that's True Blood. Wait for next summer. Anything else, Ray? You talked about.
Well, you know, we got one other vampire show that started back up, Vampire Diaries, this week. So. It got off to a good start. I think they've given Stefan a new hairdo. It's a little boy, pretty boy hair all jacked up all on his head type do that I don't think he had last year, because I don't remember his hair being all styled like that last year. So I got to go back and see if I can find one of the old episodes of the DVR and watch it, because I don't remember his hair ending up like that. So. But we'll see. Where it's going and stuff. So, and I hadn't read that series of books. So if anybody's read that,
it's also a series of books, vampire.
Actually, it's a series of vampire books that came out before Stephanie Meyer stuff, if I remember correctly, about the same time as the Sookie Stackhouse stuff started coming out. So, and then when the whole Stephanie Meyer's Twilight thing got big, they picked. You know, the books were sitting there and. CW said, "Ooh, we need a vampire show. Ooh, look, these books have been sitting around forever."
So they took that one.
So they took that and they've been republishing them because they're all young adult books. So.
I love the show notes here. Vampire Diaries. They got milk.
They got milk.
They got milk.
So that started off this week, and we also got, I think this week is the season finale of Warehouse 13 tomorrow night and Haven on Friday night.
I haven't seen Haven. I have it on my DVR. I just need to watch it. But Warehouse 13. I've been watching Warehouse 13 a lot. It's very much. I don't know if you listeners out there, if you guys watch Warehouse 13, if you like it, sci-fi stuff. It's really much like. It's really like Friday the 13th, wherein they
the series.
Yeah, the series Friday the 13th, the series, wherein there's this artifacts, these items that that are scattered all over the world that they have to gather, and they put it in the Warehouse 13. And all these artifacts have these powers or these abilities, and that's how it the story revolves. And I really don't like the fact that H.G. Wells is there. You've been watching that, Ray?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to see what they're trying to do here. Because you notice they cut the black chick out, the girl that ran the inn. That was kind of under control of what what's his name? This most of the season.
Oh, really?
At the end of at the end of last season, and this one, she's disappeared all of a sudden. So we'll see if she pops back up. Mm. If they're trying to, you know, they're trying to increase some of the viability of the team. I hate that they got rid of the little techie kid. That what's her name? That the young girl was falling in love with. I'm trying to remember what his name is. I can't. But he was under protection by the FBI. So
Todd, the guy.
Todd. Yes.
Yeah.
Because I thought it that'd be a great way to make him kind of disappear off the face of the earth, is make him become a warehouse agent too. So,
oh no,
we'll see.
Maybe not. Anyway, so yeah, Warehouse 13. I watched that too. I'll probably watch the rest of it.
Because if you notice this, have you seen this week's episode or last week's episode yet?
I think so. Yeah, I think I did. Yeah,
the one where it was back in 1961, and they had all those agents in there.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right, that's right. They went back to the past, but it's more like their minds went to the past.
Yeah.
So that was an interesting episode.
Yep.
Yeah. So tomorrow's the season finale. Really?
I think tomorrow's the season finale for them.
Okay.
It's either tomorrow or the next season, but I think it's tomorrow. Because they're starting to wind stuff up, because a lot of the new season stuff is starting with sci-fi, like Stargate Universe and all that stuff starting to start up. So.
Yeah. Well, in Warehouse 13, actually, I watched that because of Saul Rubinek. The one who plays Artie. Yeah. He's bearish. I really like him. He's a bearish guy. I've always seen him in the old movies before. What are you doing? Are you flexing your muscles in front of me? Are you awake? Oh, look at that. Maybe Prince. Let me take a picture of that. No kidding. Yeah. So Saul Rubinek is the bear. He's kind of a bearish guy there in Warehouse 13. That's one of the reasons why I watch it too. I can find him cute. I don't know if you guys have. I don't know if you listeners like Saul Rubinek. Okay, so what else, Ray? You have something here about bear runs. What is this?
There is a bear run that Chaser.
Oh, okay.
Who is an 18-year-old chaser and lives in Holland? Wanted us to remind everyone that Bear Necessity is in Amsterdam, October 2nd. You can find out more about it at www.bear-necessity.eu. And we'll post that link on the website for you guys. So.
Yeah, we'll do that. Actually, I met Walter Poos. It's hard to pronounce his last name, but his name is Walter with an H. Walter, like the gun. Walter P38. Walter, and I met him in Amsterdam a couple of months ago. Oh, last month. Was it last month? Yeah. Towards August, and I met him there in Amsterdam. He was talking about Bear Necessities there in Amsterdam. So yeah, he's the DJ there, and I talked to him. One of these days we might have him in the show.
Okay,
so we're gonna have someone from Amsterdam. He's a DJ. He can talk about it. I love his accent too. It's a hot daddy bear too.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Do you want to do the bear? You want to do Jeff and let me do the chaser, or how you want to do
I'll
it?
Do the bear. I want to do the bear.
You do Jeff.
Okay.
And Jeff was the one that I was talking about last week that I couldn't remember who it was on Scruff that hit me up and said they enjoyed the show.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Nice. Thanks, Jeff. Okay, so Jeff from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Can we talk about his profession? Is it okay to? Well, it's in Scruff, right?
Scruff. So, and he also asked permission. And he said okay.
Oh, okay, okay. So Jeff from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Oh, my sister used to live in Allentown. I used to go there a lot. So Jeff is a 40-year-old, 5'10", 235. Woof! Wow. Could tell he's a big bear. He is an artist and educator. By day, he works at an art museum. In his off time, he is obsessively making his own work. He is happily partnered for 12 years and is looking for chat buddies and friends. So, hey Jeff, thanks for listening.
That's right. And you can find Jeff on the Scruff app on iPhone. Mm-hmm. I think soon to be on Droid too. I don't know if it's out yet or not. I doubt it, but
I don't know.
They're working on it.
Oh, so. we'll get updates from Johnny Scruff soon.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Wolf, what a chaser.
And our next is our Wolf, what a chaser. His name is Evan, and he's from Fitzroy, Australia. So he's from Down Under. He's 21 years old, 6'3", and 132 pounds. Evan, you got to come to the States so I can feed you some groceries, boy. That ain't right. You ain't nothing but skin and bones.
132.
Some grits and some pork.
Yep. And some cheeseburgers.
You need to eat.
Cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Evan is a visual artist and is into bears over 30, looking for friends. But if not, something to fuck. So.
Oh, okay. How about a fleshlight?
Well, nice. I don't know. He sent me a picture of one of his appendages, and it's quite big. So I don't know if it would fit in a fleshlight.
Well, okay. Then he needs a...
A bear butt.
Wait. You know, the fleshlight has different kinds of holes, right? They have the lips, the asshole, or the vagina. So which one do you want? I guess he will need the lips. It would be wider, I guess.
I don't know, but you know, I've yet to have a bottom bear say it's too big. I've yet to hear that come out of a bottom bear's mouth.
You know what? I was talking to a friend of mine who said, he's a big guy. And, you know, to him, it's a challenge. It's a challenge to go down on a guy. And, you know, if it's big, yes, it's a challenge. It's not, you know, they don't have a rule like, if it doesn't fit my mouth, it's not going to go in my ass. So, yeah. Some guys find it a challenge.
So, yeah. There you go.
Okay, so what else? Well, I guess that's it.
That's it.
It's a short show.
It's a short week. We're recovering from the short vacation week we had last week. So.
Yes, that's right. Well, yeah, Sudden Decadence. Oh, which reminds me. Speaking of Sudden Decadence, I have already put up together the video for Sudden Decadence 2010 in New Orleans. And I'll be posting it probably after the show. Probably on Wednesday or so, or Wednesday or Thursday. So you guys can see what's going on. It's actually the parade. You've seen the parade, right? A couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly the parade. And there's this bear dancing on one of the poles of Bourbon and Domain, the street sign. He climbed up the post and he started dancing, and people giving him dollars. So I think he made about $4 or $5 there.
It's the beer. It's a hurricane.
It's the hurricanes. Sudden Decadence. And so if you want to hear more stories or I think check out episode 334. Yeah, the previous episode. And yeah, it's fun. It's Sudden Decadence. If you guys want to go next year, let me know. Okay, so we can probably hang out. All right, so let's wrapping up the show. Let's do some shout outs. How about some shout outs, Ray?
Shout out to Wayne for making a great dessert last night for the season finale of True Blood.
It was bloody.
It's bloody.
No, it's not bloody.
It was very good, which is why I left it at Rafa's house and told him to take it to work today. So, one, I didn't get any more of it. And two, I didn't take it to work and even eat more of it. So,
yep. Same thing as me. I only ate two pieces and, oh my God, it's just so rich. I tried both the chocolate and the vanilla. It's actually chocolate crust with the same cream cheese.
Cream cheese and butter topping. I forgot how. I gotta get the recipe from him because it looks like it's pretty easy to make too.
It's the same topping, but he used the chocolate crust and a vanilla crust. So both are very yummy. Both are very good. And oh my God, it's really decadent. And I thought we ate all of them, but apparently there's more. There are layers. I didn't know about the layers. So that was good. Thanks, Wayne, for cooking. And I'm kind of disappointed with the egg rolls that I got, because the egg rolls that I brought, were they too crunchy or what?
I think they're a little overcooked.
They were overcooked.
I think they cooked them a little too long.
You know why? Because I asked them. They said, when I picked it up from the Filipino store, they said, weren't you the one who always order it crunchy or cooked longer? No, actually, no. So and then it turned out it's really too overcooked. So
Yeah.
I'll remind them not to overcook egg rolls. Next time I should make the egg rolls, right?
The egg rolls. You make the egg rolls.
Yeah, I make turkey egg rolls instead of pork sometimes.
And they're very good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. My egg rolls are yummy.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
His egg rolls brings the bears to the yard.
Mm-hmm. I can teach you, but I have to charge.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you everyone for listening. If you want to comment, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com. And also email us individually. Nard@bearpodcast.com.
Ray@bearpodcast.com.
You got that cue right there.
Maynard just lost it. Or you can give us a call at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Leave your voice messages and comments, and we'll play them on the show.
Yes, and subscribe by iTunes and follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter, and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Okay, everyone, thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. And we'll send many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.